People of the world, it's The Brothers Talk with your hosts Rod, Scott, and Norm, and we're glad you join us each Friday wherever you listen to your favorite podcast to hear our take as three Black, unfiltered African-American men with no strings attached, giving voice to the most feared, most misunderstood, and most rarely heard from segment of the population on topics of interest to us for education, enlightenment, and entertainment. We're excited to continue spreading the message that promotes critical thinking and thoughtful conversations, advocating for social activism, and uplifting people everywhere. We're also inviting you to join us as we continue the work of encouraging and educating everyone with the edifying task of identifying, endorsing, and inspiring new and existing Black businesses and individuals for the empowerment and prosperity of our community. Send your comments, questions, and suggestions, and follow us on Facebook, on X, formerly known as Twitter, at The Brothers Talk, The Brothers Talk on Instagram, and you can email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. And stay tuned for details about our YouTube channel, our upcoming book, and tour dates. And now on with this week's program. Hello again to everyone in The Brothers Talk family listening in all over the world, and also to all first-time listeners as you join the worldwide podcast household. Your standing invitation to join us in the ongoing battle to promote critical thinking and social justice activism stands. And don't forget to spread the word about the show, as we need as many others as we can get in the fight against the ongoing efforts to dumb down the masses and keep indifferent to the idea of thinking for themselves. Again, we've got your weekly coronavirus awareness alert because we care. Here's a disturbing development from a story in the Washington Post. That this week, after over 7 million deaths worldwide, there's still no collaborative agreement between the nations of the world to address the threat of future pandemics. Disturbing for two reasons. One, because some 200 countries got together in 2021 at the start of COVID-19, and the deadline they set was May of 2024. And second, because the reason that they haven't gotten a global accord is because of the ongoing disagreement between the rich and poor nations over access to information and treatment. The richer nations want the poorer nations to continually be the source of testing and information that should be provided to them, while the poorer nations want to be guaranteed access to shared research and treatments that result because they've been more or less excluded from vaccines and collaboration in the past. It's an awful but typical problem in the modern world. Once again, the rich wanting to reap all the benefits while the poor are the test subjects doing all the grunt work. So family, in the meantime, stay smart, stick to what we know works, get those vaccination and boosters, wear masks in crowded situations, wash your hands, and if you have children and you do get sick, stay home until the contagious period passes. That's 5 days for COVID, 4 days for the flu, and 8 days for RSV from your first symptoms. No need to be in the hospital or the morgue from these preventable diseases. We can and we must do better. And now to my brothers in the struggle for critical thinking, Scott and Noah.
Thanks, Rod. And thanks, family, for your continued support. I'm not going to say a lot about COVID except for protect yourself and your loved ones by wearing a mask and getting vaccinated. One thing I wanted to talk about, wanted to say today is I hope you're paying attention to what's going on globally, internationally, with Israel, this change of missile fire from Israel and Iran. Now, if this thing gets, hopefully it doesn't, if this thing is spread and the U.S. get pulled into it, guess what's going to happen? The gas prices are going to just skyrocket. We might go back to one of those situations when there was rationing gas because of what was happening over in the Middle East. Well, that's a possibility that can happen again. And so we need to pay attention to that, to what's happening there, because food prices are going to go up. The supply chain is going to be interrupted because there will be a focus on a war. And hopefully that doesn't happen, but look like more and more that there's a possibility that it will happen. And this is, for me, this is just a call to people to just take some responsibility. Don't rely on other people to make decisions for you. Think for yourself, see what's happening, and quit complaining. If you don't get out there and vote, and if you don't vote the right way, if you vote against your interest, your own interest, then you just have yourself to blame. Norm?
Thanks, Scott. And I think this is larger than that, because no matter what happens in the Middle East, the U.S. is going to be on the wrong side, and we're going to be involved regardless. And that's an historical point. But my point today is actually looking at the state of Mississippi and the governor has basically made April a month to honor the Confederacy and its history. So now you have state-sponsored terror being honored by our government, by our state government, I should say. And unfortunately, our young people are looking at this and going, well, they can't teach Black history because that's divisive. But somehow you can teach Confederate history and treason because that's a uniter. If you figure that out, let me know. Ron?
We did a show a couple of weeks ago where we challenged the validity of so-called polling that showed the increased voter support for 45 and voter migration away from Biden and the Dems. Well, after Stephen A. Smith shuffled and grinned his way over to Fox on the Sean Hannity show and tried to give credibility to that nonsense, we got to give Roland Martin his props for taking the whole thing down. In short, he not only debunked the polls for their small sample sizes, one of which was only 800 total responses, meaning something like 100 to 110 Black people. And as we noted, those are older people with landlines who certainly tend to be more conservative. And he then doubled down by sharing the results from two Black polling organizations and the Pew polling groups, who focused on polling Black people specifically, with their results showing the exact opposite. Biden has stronger support among Black and brown people than he did 4 years ago. And 45 is actually losing support from the same groups to the tune of about 3%. So appreciate you, Roland. And again, folks, don't go for the okey-doke. When your own eyes and ears are telling you something different, believe that.
You know, Stephen A. Smith loses credibility with me every single time he opens his mouth now, when it's not about sports. Not that what he's saying about sports is that great, but like somebody from that show told LeBron to shut up and dribble, Stephen A. needs to just shut up and stay with sports, because everything that he said, it seemed like there were talking points from the right. There were talking points, and he just sounded ignorant when he was talking about this whole hush money trial was about, you know, Trump paying a porn star. And that's not what it's about. It's about this guy not wanting to expose the fact that he had been with a porn star, because that was going to impact him in the election. He clearly was going to lose the election if people would have found out about that. And for Stephen A. Smith to just totally ignore that and start talking about trying to frame this as if the Democrats are desperate and the only way that they can beat Trump is to politicize what he did. But instead of saying Trump committed those crimes, he did that. All of those charges that they have against him, like 9-1 felony counts or something to that extent, he committed those crimes. That, you know, grand jury said that he did it. And for Stephen A. Smith to not even mention that, just talk back, the Democrats are afraid to, you know, because of the policies, you know, because people not buying their policies. What policies? I didn't hear him say not one. He didn't mention that one policy that Trump was touting that people are saying, oh, yeah, we want some of that. We want some more of that. What I hear people saying, hey, we don't want no more of what we had when Trump was in office. So what exactly are you talking about? What pop? Biden beat this guy like 8 million votes. So why wouldn't he think he can beat him again? Why is it that he's out here pushing this nonsense? Why? It's because the people that he worked for own the media, and that's what they want.
You know, Scott, I'm glad you mentioned that. He didn't mention any actual specifics in regards, as you mentioned, policies. He mentioned he looked at several polls, which had Trump leading. He didn't mention one poll, you know? And so it's easy to get on there and be the minstrel. He's used to playing that role. He plays it for ESPN. He plays it very well. But he knows the audience he's talking to, and they don't require any fact. You know, they're more feelings and stupidity and ignorance, and he can deliver that message quite clearly, which he, you know, has been doing for years. So he was quite at home on Hannity's show. And trust me, I really believe that they're close friends.
And see, Norm, I'm glad you said the word minstrel, because what we are talking about is effectively an entertainer who once again has been thrust into the spotlight as some sort of voice of Black America. And it amazes me that time and time again, we end up having to respond to the idiocy of somebody like him, who I've never heard anybody accuse him of being a scholar. I've never heard him, anybody ever accusing him of being a social justice warrior. I've never heard anybody even talking about him as being somebody who's really up on the state of Black America. But that's, in a nutshell, I guess what his allure is that he comes on and he does the shuffling and grinning thing as the Black that they can find to say things that will be controversial enough to get them ratings. And it's really unfortunate that we time and time again end up having to undo some of the damage. But I think what we're going to basically do going forward is more or less like ban any discussion of him, because at the end of the day, it's like we're helping him and we're helping them, because the nonsense that he spouts just continues to undercut any real credible speakers that are out there. Like, you don't see them going to get a Roland Martin or a Ta-Nehisi Coates or an Ibram Kendi or Nicole Hannah-Jones or any of the folks who are really scholars and studying this information with facts. They go and get these opinion mongers like the shuffling and grinning Stephen A. Smith.
You know, Rod, you made a great point in the fact that he's not a scholar and he's not a political scientist. I don't think his degree was in political science. So why is it that every time you turn around, Fox News or one of those conservative outlets have Stephen O. Smith on there to be their Black? So he's like Trump pointed out that time when he was at one of his rallies. And that's how it feels like when you see Stephen A. out here spouting his nonsense. Why is it? Where did that idea come and come from? And what makes him think that he is the person that can come out here and attack the Democrats? What make him think that he has the credibility to do that just because he's on a sports show? And it's not a very good sports show, because all he does is, like you said, no, Rod, he tries to be controversial, you know, screaming and hollering and that kind of nonsense. Just like in that presentation he just gave, you know, he's ranting about, like, as if the information that he's spewing is accurate and true information, and it's not. So he needs to look in the mirror, because I'm going to put him over there in that bag with Clarence Thomas in a minute. One more of these kind of episodes, and that's where he's going. He's going to be in that bag with Clarence Thomas.
And the hypocrisy here is, when that network has an issue with something LeBron James actually puts out, they want to tell him to shut up and dribble. And he has just as much, if not more, credibility than Stephen A. Stephen A. can't walk through the African-American community. LeBron can.
You know, Norm, that's another great point, because when you look at what LeBron James has done in regard to the Black community, with, you know, putting thousands of Black kids through college and starting schools and putting Black parents back to work and having a multi-million dollar empire in which he employs not only his close friends who he put through school so they could run the process for him, he does have standing in the Black community and has a very good right to be a person who could speak up. But he doesn't abuse that power. They come to him, but he doesn't seek the microphone. But he is a guy where we've never heard anything per se that he's done for the Black community. Now, I will give him some credit that since he went to Winston-Salem State and averaged all of that 1.5 points a game, even though he only played like 1 or 2 games, I don't quite know how that happened, but he has taken his TV show to some HBCUs to do the show, bringing some revenue to them. But that's as much about putting more eyeballs on ESPN as it is about him really doing something for those schools. So when we have to hear, again, that minstrel, that whole nonsense, because we know his act, as you both said, he's yelling and screaming and actually doing the jigaboo dance. And that's why I say shuffling, grinning, because I've actually seen him on his show actually shuffling and grinning. And so when he does that, I don't have any other reason than to think that that's all he's attempting to do is just be that word that I'm trying my best to avoid. But, you know, it starts with a C, ends with an N, and got a couple of O's in the middle.
I mean, exactly. I mean, this is just actually cooning to the nth degree. There's no other way to explain it. It just doesn't make any sense for somebody who tries to come off as an intellectual. intellectual heavyweight at that. That's how he tried to present himself on his sports show. But when he stepped out of that arena and started this nonsense about, you know, Trump, like so many people really want Trump back in office. And it just doesn't make any sense to me because, like we said on our show, we don't know anybody that's ever been polled. Who are these black people he talking about? You know, they're polling only about less than 1,000 people who have landline phones. And who are those people? Can somebody please come forward if you've been polled so we can hear what kind of questions they're asking you? Did they frame the question? Did they set you up? Because that could have been leading questions to get the kind of answer that they want. And I'm pretty sure it was a lot of that in the instrument to do the polling, that they was leading people to the answer that they want. So these polls have been wrong ever since Trump won in 16, and they haven't been right since.
And again, I just want to point out, Scott, you mentioned, you know, he actually believes he's an intellectual. But looking at the audience of the Hannity show and his show and Stephen A. show on ESPN, to them, he probably is one. But to us, you know, we can see right through his act. And, you know, as I mentioned before, we can call it out for what he is, a minstrel.
So there you have it. What you really have to do is start to consider the source. It's very easy for idiots to find a microphone when they're willing to do the masses' bidding. And he really is one that is sold American. And even in his attempt to respond to Roland Martin's critique, he was still defiant about why didn't anybody say anything about when he was on the MSNBCs or he's been on CNN and he's been on all those other media channels. But the only time he gets this blowback from the black community is when he's on a certain network. Well, duh. That's exactly the issue, that we all know that that's a racist forum. And for you to claim to have any kind of intellect and standing, and yet you be willing to go in there and acquiesce to that form of chicanery, then that's exactly what you end up looking like. So we just wanted to put it out there for you and challenge our family, our audience to recognize when they're trying to sell you a bill of goods, that is exactly what it is. In our Black Business Spotlight, meet Ernest Manning Jr., the creator of Yappin Chat, the first ever Black-owned voice messaging app that features voice and large live user video chat capabilities, a feature that has become a staple for next-generation communication connections between family, friends, colleges, corporate America, and so much more. He's also the creator of We Kinfolk, a Black-owned social media platform that combines the features of other popular platforms into one place. Manning is now a respected visionary leader who is steering not one, but two social media platforms to remarkable success. Both apps are available for download on Google and Apple. And remember, our ongoing Black Business Spotlight theme continues to be, let's relaunch Black Wall Street nationwide. In our final little tidbit for our weekly segment of We're Testing the Market to See Who Picks Up This Story, is to debunk the myth of the white bootstraps. Over and over again, we see stories of white people who have swallowed the Kool-Aid and drunk the entire picture of why their families have made it in this country without any help from anybody. In other words, they pull themselves up by their own bootstraps, which is contrary to all of the history that's been actually fact-checked, which said that they had program after program, starting from the time they got off the boat here, that provided for them everything from land grants to low interest mortgage loans to government bailouts right up to the current day. But instead, their revisionist history tells them that they can do it all alone and that therefore everybody else who doesn't do it without any government intervention is just lazy and worthless and they shouldn't have to pay for it with their hard earned tax dollars. So we'll see who picks this story up in the coming weeks. That's a wrap for this week's show. And remember to follow and share your thoughts with us by sending your comments as well as your questions and show ideas to At The Brothers Talk on X, formerly Twitter, And catch us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us, thebrotherstalk@gmail.com. As always, God willing, we'll continue to keep our focus on the issues that impact our community as we stay on the path to a better future. And until our next episode, know that we sincerely appreciate your time and your interest. And you can rest assured that we'll never take it or you for granted. Finally, let's all do better today, because that's all we really have.